Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "No one can establish the rule of Allah the Glorified except he who shows no relenting in the matter of right, who does not behave like wrongdoers, and who does not run after objects of greed."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So what an honor to be speaking about the universal persona of His Eminence, the Commander of the Faithful, the pillar of the believers, Yasubuddin, the pillar of religion, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. And truly, we learn so much from this beautiful persona of His Eminence, His sayings, His life, His manners, His behaviors. And as we have always said, He was truly the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was truly the best disciple, the most perfect student, the most perfect one to be able to emulate and manifest the teachings and the behaviors of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi to a perfection. And of course, this is why not only was he divinely appointed, but logically it also makes sense that he was to be the successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. There's many different aspects of the personality and the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One thing that really stands out is how His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, peace and blessings upon him, he would praise the Almighty Allah under any condition. And what's interesting is that this is one of the teachings that Imam Ali alayhi salam has put forth for the believers, for the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And so this is something that is quite profound. You know, we might have heard this statement before. We might have, spoken about this quality of praising the Almighty Allah under any condition. But this is something that is quite profound. It is something that, can really change our lives and make it more positive, more spiritual as well, you know. When the times are down, when the chips are down, when we're feeling low, sometimes we have a tendency to maybe complain or to become sad, to become depressed, to have anxiety. And this is not what we should allow ourselves to fall into. When the chips are down, when we're feeling low, when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling lost, when we feel like we have lost, not only are we lost, in these times we should find ways to praise the Almighty Allah. It'll give us a lot of motivation. It'll give us this spiritual strength. It'll give us spiritual energy. And it'll bring about this, positive energy, this very good light from within us, which will help us to heal. You know, it'll take away the sadness and the depression and the anxiety when one praises the Almighty Allah, when they're feeling low. And of course, on the other side of the coin is when everything is going your way, when you're incredibly happy, when everything is perfect. In this situation, one must also praise the Almighty Allah. As Imam Ali alayhi salam says, and he manifested in his behaviors to always praise the Almighty Allah. When he was struck by the sword in the mihrab, in the prayer niche, in the Masjid of Kufa, he praised the Almighty Allah. When he was on the battlefield and he was winning the battle and he was defeating the great champions of the enemies, he was praising the Almighty Allah. When he was feeding the poor and helping the widows, he was praising the Almighty Allah. When oppression was being committed against him, he was praising the Almighty Allah. So indeed, a beautiful lesson to praise the Almighty Allah under all conditions, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome, my friends. Keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Is it possible, first and foremost, that the Messenger of Allah can leave without appointing? And assuming he could leave without appointing, and assuming he did, for argument's sake, did he give us a criterion or a set of criteria to choose, such that when we choose this pathway, this is the right way to choose and this is the wrong way to choose? We don't have any such thing. Do we have any hadith that the Messenger say that when you do choose your caliph, this is the thing that you need to do? None. We don't have anything. So are we left to manufacture? I, as a Muslim, when I question this, I said, if I take that position, it's going to poison everything I believe in, and I might as well throw everything out, because then it's just a matter of following religion because I inherited it. And Allah says, no, no. Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. When they are told, why don't you follow that which Allah revealed? They said, no, we follow what our fathers believe. Is it not the same? So here you find that the Prophet raises his hand in Ghadir, thousands of people. He says, whoever I am the master of, man kuntum mawla, fahadha aliyun mawla. Whoever I am a master of, this Ali is his master. Then the Prophet raises his hand and says, Allahumma wali man wala, befriend the one who befriends him. Wa'adi man adam, and be an enemy of the one who's an enemy. What is the Prophet saying? Oh Allah, be a friend. Is the Prophet dictating the morals? He is showing that Imam Ali alayhi salam is in line with the will of God. For if you become an enemy of Imam Ali, you've become an enemy of God. Just like the Prophet said, Fatimah al-Zahra salamullahi alayhi is the same. When you dislike her, you dislike God. When you hurt her, you hurt God. Why has the Prophet established these kinds of relative frames? Because at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, ask this question over and over and over and over. What's the purpose in life? To obey Allah. What is the purpose in life? To submit to Allah. How do I submit to Allah if I don't have templates and role models? So Allah has established perfect templates and role models. That you go against them, you have gone against Allah. So Allah in reality has simplified my religion so much more by saying, just observe who they are, follow, and they will guide you.
For listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.